in the Olympic pool. Wins and losses are measured by hundredths of a second. No one knows that better than Kelsey Dalia. The 27-year-old from New Jersey swam for Team USA under her maiden name, Worrell, Kelsey Worrell, at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio, and she won gold. Now, this year at the Olympic trials, she missed making the trip to Tokyo by a mere 37 hundredths of a second. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect with us. After all, it's Connect Month here. You can connect with us at WWIB.com for any information you need to help support the show and sustain it with a tax-deductible gift. That's WWIB.com. Kelsey Dalia is with me from the city where she swam in college, Louisville, Kentucky. She was a University of Louisville star, NCAA star there, and we'll talk about her college years and the Rio Games that she performed in and won a gold medal at a few years ago, coming up on Sports and Commentary. Pleasure to have Kelsey Dalia with me today on S&C. So you're just back, just caught you back from Italy, competing in Italy in the International Swim League. Kelsey, tell us about the trip to Italia, will you?
Mm-hmm. I was in Naples, and it was just beautiful. It was probably one of my favorite trips. We got to swim outside, and for non-swimmers, it's a huge difference swimming indoors versus outdoors. So to get some sunshine and pizza and pasta, and of course be with some amazing teammates and getting to compete, just the joy of that, and getting to compete really well. Our team did performed really well, and I was really pleased with how I swam as well. So it was a blast.
Yeah, good. Well, you're heading to the Netherlands here pretty soon for another swim meet. How much of a grind is this kind of schedule for you?
It's really challenging, especially being married and having a dog at home. I really miss my family when I get to travel, but thankfully we have Wi-Fi and FaceTime, and so do a really good job of FaceTiming back home every day. It's challenging too to be away from my community for that long. I've got a great church and great community group in Louisville, and so thankful for GroupMe and texting to stay in touch with the community back home as well.
Super, super. All right, tell us about this International Swim League. This is Pro League, will you?
Mm-hmm. This is our third season. My team is the Cali Condors, and it's 10 different teams from around the world, and we go and just get to compete. It's a chance for professional swimmers to earn some prize money. There's not a ton to go around other than the elite of the elite. So it's given a lot of swimmers a chance to continue their careers for a few years. And so our team was the league champion last year, and we're going for the title again this year. We have some U.S. superstars like Caleb Dressel and Lily King on our team as well. So it's been a really great experience, and grateful that I've had a chance to be a part of it, because I'm not sure what my career would have looked like the last few years if I hadn't had a chance to compete at the ISM.
Yep. Keeps you sharp between Olympic trials here. So how has being a pro, Kelsey, changed your approach to the sport and maybe changed your life?
Mm-hmm. It's still in the early stages, so any support is amazing. We love people to check out our matches coming up and follow along on Instagram because we really need as much support as we can. But it has really allowed hundreds of swimmers the chance to be able to keep swimming and earn an income. I'm really fortunate. I've been able to have some great local and national sponsors to support my career so I can train full time, but not everyone has been as fortunate. So to have this supplemental income for people to train full-time and focus on swimming full-time has really made a huge difference in the sport. So I'm excited to see what it looks like down the road and how it continues to grow. And it's been a really, really awesome, fun opportunity for so many people.
That's good. Now, you became a swimmer. Your siblings, five siblings back at home in New Jersey, were swimmers too. You know, from what I understand, though, your parents were not swimmers, competitive swimmers themselves, but what I've seen of swimming parents, the early morning practices, sitting in that warm pool hour after hour after hour, man, they, Kelsey, they deserve some kind of award, I think.
They should, and I still have two sisters at home, and they're still doing that to this day, and so my mom was the carpool queen. She had it down to a science, and was just having more kids, and we just continued the carpool, and I look back, and I think, wow, my mom was this rock star, just making it all seem seamless, but I'm sure it was a lot harder that she just didn't let on, and so they definitely deserve the biggest award for their support taking me, not just to practice, but to meets all over the country.
Yeah, for sure. All right, hats off to all the swim parents out there today. Kelsey Worrell Dahlia, the gold medal winning swimmer, with me on sports and commentary. We're going to put a pause to the show here and invite you back, Kelsey, talk about your years at Louisville. That's where you live today because you went to college there, and we're part of a terrific program and NCAA, multiple NCAA championships for you down there. And we'll visit about what that city and that school meant to you and how it helped you become the Olympic champion on our next sports and commentary, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, very good. Kelsey Dahlia on S&C today.